Welcome back, folks.
Shalom.
Shalom indeed.
I'm the Jewish stereotype on the pod now.
Well, speaking of Jewish stereotypes,
yeah,
we have a special guest.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys loved our last guest, which we're very honored to have him. And
yeah.
I want that to be sincere. We are actually floored that he came on our podcast.
Yeah, if there's one thing that's about us, we always hide our guests until the last minute.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so if you haven't listened, you should listen. We had Ben Hockman of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Mm-hmm. And this episode, we have a little person I like to call Lynn Bachman of the Babylon Bee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And
we're just going to cook this on the spot, huh?
Yeah, we're cooking on the spot.
This is, yeah, living off the land.
Big living cooking. Living off the fat of the land. Just don't blow my brains out while I look away.
Hello, it's me, Lynn Hockman.
Bachman.
Bachman. It's me, Richard Bachman, you know, Stephen King's pen name. You could call me Lynn Bachman. I wrote in the shadow of ASPE award-nominated writer Ben Hockman. He's a real cuck, if you don't mind me saying.
Oh, Lynn, come on. Ben is a great, well-regarded writer who is, you know, casting Hall of Fame votes. Well, Lynn,
I had a Hall of Fame vote.
Lynn, I want to hear your thoughts.
I voted for Adam Carolla.
I want to hear your thoughts on the state of Oklahoma. And
yeah.
You know.
It's Texas's hat. It should just be North Texas.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on libs of TikTok getting
If I wasn't Jewish and alone, I would fuck her.
I don't know why I'm doing this voice, but yeah. 40 or have a 20-minute bleep on this. We're leaning into the character.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm not really Jewish. My voice just sounds like this naturally. Some people say it's because of my asthma. I think it's because I'm really annoying.
All right, Lynn. So
Ben Hockman stole all my thunder. I was writing about septuagenarians playing sports. I covered golf. No one gave a shit about what I wrote.
Who's your favorite golfer?
I don't care anymore. It's not Tiger Woods, that's for sure.
John Daly?
No. My favorite. Okay, it's John Daly. How did you guess that?
Well, you know,
I don't know why I wanted to lie about it.
You seem like a guy who would say caffeine plus nicotine equals protein.
I wasn't good at covering golf. What I tried to do is intersperse golf with conservative politics, family traditions, and values. That's why I didn't like that cuck, Tiger Woods. He didn't respect his family.
Oh, so you're a fan of like the nuclear family, then?
I'm a fan of what Saudi Arabia is doing to the sport of golf. Oh. Phil Mickelson has my vote. He should run for public office. But he'll probably run on the opposition ticket. That's why they call him Lefty, the son of a bitch.
Okay. Do you ever cover any other sports, Lynn?
Of course I do. I cover all of them.
Like women's swimming?
Cricket.
Women's collegiate swimming.
Oh, yes, where it's becoming men's collegiate swimming.
Oh, gotcha. You're one of those.
Yeah. What do you mean, one of those? One of them transvesticles? That's the new term I'm dubbing for them. We need to be able to single them out more easily. I like what they're doing in Texas.
What is Governor Abbott doing in Texas?
Losing his fucking mind.
Okay. All right.
It's beautiful. Challenging that ballless, dickless eunuch Joe Biden to a pissing match. Mm. And let me tell you, Greg Abbott's got more piss in him than the outhouse on a state fair, goddamn it.
Can you, okay, like real talk though, can you imagine if, like, the Army Rangers showed up to take on the Texas Rangers, and then they just like massacred.
Murder the shit out of
yeah,
them.
but we do it at the Alamo.
I hate how they popped up because all these moronic Texans, so the conservative bunch of Texans are like, yeah, we should secede from the Union. I'm like, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We'll let Mexico fuck you up. Mexico would love to fuck you up. They like to. They would call it Operation Getting Back What Was Ours.
No, I mean, the state of Texas would die again if they
yeah,
got,
their power grid's
yeah,
ass.
If they get an ice storm, yeah, they're
yeah,
dead.
Their power grid's fucking ass. Their economy is fucking ass. Now, like, hold on. So, like, whenever they talked about, like, their economic boom, it's because it's subsidized at the federal level. So let's take away that, and now you're a country. So now you deal with all these problems where you don't get any subsidization from Washington on. Good fucking luck, Texas. You'll die.
I like to
You'll
think.
come crawling back like you did twice. Twice, you fucking beggars.
I like to think that, like, Austin would be, like, Matthew McConaughey would lead the charge, and it would be, like, Free State of Jones, but,
oh, God, that'd
but
be so
in, like,
funny.
modern day. Like,
The only state we have that could literally break off and be its own country is California.
Yeah.
California is 10% of our fucking economy. So, like, they're the breadbasket when it comes to food. They have a shit ton of population centers, a shit ton of people.
Access.
They have a big-ass coastline.
Yeah.
Like, they have nukes. They have natural barriers for protect. Like, that is the only state that can go be, like, its own country.
I like to think that, you know, maybe, like, Idaho could fuck around and, you know, go their own way.
They can make, like, their own Mountain West
They
one.
could be,
But, like,
they
dude,
could be like America's Ireland.
Like, if we had to rank states that could become their own separate countries, this is going to upset everyone in Texas, but it goes California, Hawaii, Alaska.
Maybe Florida.
No, not Florida.
They're so self-dependent. I mean, honestly, they're going to be their own country because they're going to be Atlantis when they sink into the fucking ocean. So
yeah, no, they'll be gone. Puerto Rico, whenever we give them statehood, Puerto Rico is essentially its own separate entity like that. And then after that, no one else really. Like New York, doesn't share, I think, enough of a coastline. I mean, they have obviously, you know, Manhattan. They have New York Island, obviously.
The Big Apple.
Yeah, they have the largest population center in America, but we're thinking like we're a country, you know, for defense and just natural like access and easy accessibility. And like New York's a fucking nightmare. Like that, like California can put like just pick any of our coastline.
Does California have a Freedom Tower?
Does no, they have something better. They have a Epcot for. They have a Disneyland.
Ooh, it's like
a Disneyland. I covered that too.
It's like the Vatican. It's a country within a country, or it's countries within a country.
Yeah, Texas is overrated. Texas can't. They've tried to be a country, and then they begged us. They begged the U.S. We told them no, and then we wanted land in New Mexico and Arizona, and they were like, "Well, we'll throw Texas on top of that." And then we fought a war with Mexico over it. So
I don't remember much
Texans
about that
try to
war.
Get us involved with like. With bringing them into the Union for like 11 years until we fought Mexico for them.
Yeah.
So they're cocks. Texas is a pussy state. You know, their teams suck. Their food sucks.
Joe Rogan
their
lives
weather
there.
Sucks. Joe Rogan lives in Austin. I got to get away from all these liberals. And
so
he goes to Austin and opens his Planet Comedy or whatever, that piece of shit. And we're like, oh, okay, I'm happy you live in, like, the most liberal state in Texas, my guy. Cool. Nice. Cool beans there, Joseph Rogan.
Man. So. Well, what
that was a hot start.
You know, before we get to baseball, because this isn't a baseball podcast.
Yeah.
Should we go down the rabbit hole again about this fucking...
school library? Public library?
Yeah, these subterranean... Well, here's a bleep. Mongoloids.
I'll leave that one.
Okay.
It's a Devo song. I respect
it. Yeah. If Devo can say it, we can too.
Yeah.
Who are writing about, like, three books.
Yeah, I don't know what the other two are. I remember the first one was, like, this book is gay.
Yeah.
And, like, I forgot the name. The writer transition, so the name that pops in my head is their dead name. So it's this book is gay, And it's, you know, like a teen, young adult, like essentially like help. I call it a survival guide for like queer youth.
And like,
Because,
say, there's like sex ed in there too.
yeah, it's like, you know, how to do a
Hygiene
blowjob and
tips.
all that and being safe. And like, yeah, sure, it's graphic. Yeah, I probably wouldn't hand it to a 5-year-old. I doubt they would, like, there's a lot of shit that's harmful to a 5-year-old, like media wise. I wouldn't say harmful, but you get what I'm getting at.
I wonder how many AR points that's worth.
Oh, I'll give it 40. That's
Yeah.
a good
Yeah.
wad. That's a wad right there. That's a fistful of wad. But no, I just look at it as a normal, it's a gay ass book. You know what I'm talking about? It's a normal ass book. And you know, there's apparently some like martyr who I guess from the old Elaine Edgar days just won't stop harassing these fucking public servants that work at
Oh
the
yeah, that
library.
fucking Trog is a Health Point member.
He is?
No, Elaine is.
Oh.
So I showed up at my mom's house and I was like, "Hey, I almost wasn't able to swim today. The pool smelled like fucking sulfur." And she's like, "Oh, why?" And I was like, "Because Elaine Edgar was swimming." And she's like, "So why did it smell like sulfur?" And I'm like, "All
She,
right, all right."
you could have drowned her and
Yeah.
then be like, oh, she's fucking old, can't tread water.
Yeah.
She's weak.
With
This gym sucks. She's weak.
With two other witnesses, yeah.
They'd be like, this bitch sucks. They help you. Okay. So yeah, I mean, it's just that controversy again. I actually texted, I know one of the people that work there, and they sent me a link for like their like a fund for like the pub. It's like a petitionary act, you know.
We should post that in the description for
I
the
will.
episode. Yeah.
Once I have to set up an account with it. It's like one of those. It ain't Act Blue, but you get what it is. Like change.org or whatever. Whenever you sign up to sign a
Yeah.
petition for it, you have to like create a sign in and all that. Anyway, so yeah, it's just people like, so you can go and get like any like adult book. Like a kid has access to that at any point. Like,
They
so
can
we're gonna
where?
take the long way around here to explain why this guy's an asshole, and anyone who's in favor of it's an asshole. Like, there's nothing more fucked up and graphic in a book that gives you life advice than like picking up a Stephen King book, or my favorite writer, Roberto Bolaño, or Tara French, or a James Patterson, anything like
Or the
that.
Bible.
You read, yeah, or the Bible. There's mutilation in that. There's clitoractomies. I don't know. There's fucked up shit in like adult books. It's part of fiction. It's part of art. So like, if you don't have like an issue with that, if you don't have an issue with us banning the Bible, then like, what it comes down to is you just want to erase queer literature. That's it. You're Dumbo. You offer nothing to the society. Like, you don't like the book because it helps gay people.
Did you watch that video though of the meeting?
No, I've been meaning to. I've been thinking about doing a piece for the website
Oh.
and going and like looking over all the books, taking notes on it, and then doing some journalism.
There's an old lady who talks at the very beginning, and she's just like,
Yeah, I'm all
and
right.
like she thinks she's like very like smart because she's like, well, according to so and so, it's like she's quoting someone, like,
According to
yeah.
Jesus
And I
Christ, who
mean,
lives in my stinky
she
pussy.
uses that quote of like whenever like evil prevails when good people stand around and do nothing.
Yeah,
And
no,
like,
it's
yeah, it's
evil.
yeah, like,
It's
oh,
evil to
okay.
have sex ed for gay people, for queer folk. It's evil to. Have you seen this stat that's flaring up, like on states that have like been banning abortions and shit? Is like they're having more like pregnancies carried a term from like rape now.
Well, as expected,
Yeah, and
right?
like I know this is like a bump, sort of not like non sequitur, but like when you deny people like avenues to like care, education, utility, this shit you get. And in this community, the most conservative like region of Missouri, okay, if you deny even queer people going into a library to learn anything about themselves and how to function in this world, you're telling them to go away. You're telling them to leave, or better yet, at any time I talk with like homophobes or transphobes, is you just want them to die. That's it. You just want them to die. You deny them any kind of avenue to like having any kind of equal grounding in this society. Whether you deny them like healthcare, discriminate against them in housing, don't let them have let them check out books and make a fucking public witch hunt of that. Like you're investing your time into creating like these obstacles that lead to higher mortality rates, suicides, depression. What you're doing is you're harming people. You want them dead. Fucking just say that. Don't hide behind the shit of like protecting kids or like this literature is obscene. There's plenty of literature that's obscene. I fucking jerked off before I did this fucking podcast, okay? I watched some crazy shit. I'm normal. Not really. Like, you just say you want them dead. That's it. I would respect you more for the evil scum that you are if you just said, I just want queer people to die. That's it.
Yeah. Well, at least we're
how about this Hall of Fame ballot?
At least we're
fucking, I like, it's in our backyard. That's why I get like kind of mad about it. So the tenants have changed their meetings like Monday, and it's going to be out at the library. So I think I'm going to head up there and try and will myself into doing some kind of like investigative journalism. So, because like when this first broke out, because when Elaine was running for that fucking state office, like I went up and I just talked to the director up there for like their like youth section.
And then
and she like immediately, she's like, oh God. I'm like, no, no, I'm on your side. Like, I just like, what's going on? Like my tax dollars, I don't come up here, but my tax dollars go down. And it's something like I feel like I should be concerned about. So tell me what's going on. And like, we just talked for like 45 minutes and like showed me the books that they're pissed at. It's fucking not even a section that says like, here's the gay section. It's just like history. It's like youth history. It's right in the fuck. It's right next to like fucking Michelle Obama, the fucking poem she read at like a fucking inauguration. It's like all that shit. That's where it's at.
I like to think that there's like a hidden compartment where they pull a book.
Yeah, and they have to make a blood sacrifice to Baal.
No, they like pull a book and then like the like a secret entrance opens and then like Jonathan Van Nuys from Queer Eye, like, hello, my
hello,
pretties.
And he's really tiny.
Hello,
hello, my pretties.
Hello, my pretties. Shall I open this book for you?
Let me indoctrinate and groom you.
He's like a little tiny nymph, and he has to like pull the book. Struggling.
Chapter one. Oh, how the gays want to destroy America's youth. Chapter two. How the gays plan to get gay married and burn all the crops. Chapter three. The gays have taken our jobs. Chapter four. Glitter everywhere.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Honestly, a gay person would do my job much better than I would.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I'm a fucking slob.
Yeah.
Like my ass is using fucking Canva. Come on, dude. Like, this is, come on. Come on, man.
I'd do a gay voice and, like chide you, but, like, we're trying to be better.
I mean, don't lump me into this. I'm good.
No, you're not. I'm shit boy.
I'm pure as heart.
You're shit boy.
I have a heart of gold, according to my...
No, you have pyrite. Pyrite at heart.
Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Yeah, three guys got in. I'm impressed. Baseball writers were feeling generous this year because it's either no one gets in or one guy gets in. This is cool. Beltre got 95%. And then the other two on his sixth try, Todd Helton. And on his first try, Joe Mauer.
Right.
And Nick was spewing the hate today.
Dude. Well, I mean, spewing the hate, especially with that Instagram chick.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, from your mom's house thing. I was like, hey, here's someone we can feel sorry for. And he's like,
okay. We gotta do a quick segue.
It's CC Unleashed. It's from your. It's kind of weird because
I've seen their videos before, and I'm just like, your, this person's.
I enjoy your mom's house, but also don't enjoy them. It's like when I was, they had like a big like Facebook group that like Tom and Christina would like visit and stuff, and I'm like, I'll join this. I like it, and it was super transphobic. I'm like, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah,
because you know Tom and Christina dip their toes into that. Or actually not dip, they swim in it. So here's someone who's having a crisis in public. Let's make some them, they, or zim, zer jokes or whatever.
So, like, I don't actually know, like, medically if there is or what is wrong with this person.
What, the Instagram lady?
Yeah.
She's just a plump little 29-year-old chick.
She mentioned in one of her videos she did, like, she's recovering from something, or like she feels recovered now from some crazy.
She's just a little annoying millennial, younger millennial. That's it.
But and she's like the super sweet lady that makes coffee and
yeah. She's like, yeah. This is the life in a 29-year-old small business owner. I get up, I have my names off the coffee, like go to the gym, do some boxing, and then me and my girls go downtown and fucking eat. I don't know a fucking tart. And she's a Bills fan. Go Bills.
And by tart, we're talking they cannibalize a whorish woman.
Yes. They have tart and frump flakes right on the side.
But these comments, like, what disease is this, by the way? And then
this is the ones we can read. Most of them is just the most, it's just fat phobic.
Hate from the front lines of Ukraine.
I think, like, the hate from the stuff is actually, like, so, because she's famous on TikTok and she moseyed over to Instagram, which Instagram is where you go to get cut down a peg. I think because the more comments you have on, the more you show up in people's logarithms, right? It's engagement. So I think there's people that are on the bit because she engages with folks like that. And that's fine. Like the hate from Australia. But then there'll be people that will just like, you know, just say the meanest thing about like just some dorky little fat girl. And like, I don't get it.
Never step foot in Rhode Island. That one made me laugh.
That made me laugh. Yeah.
Hate from the color purple made me howl.
Because she was wearing purple.
Well, no, I was just thinking like
the movie.
Yeah, the movie. Just hate from the color purple. And that killed
Danny Glover.
Oh, you bitch. I didn't own no business at 29.
Let's see.
Your mom's house covered it, and while they laughed at all the mean ones, they also just were perplexed like we are. And so, like, now her comments are full of your mom's house supporters, and I never thought I'd see this, but it's the most wholesome thing because they're saying keep your jeans high and tight and, you know, be positive. And then right below that, it will be a comment that will say, focus on none of the positivity. Like, disregard all positive remarks.
Good job, lesbian Peter Griffin. That made me laugh.
That was brutal.
And then this person, you are single-handedly, without a doubt, one of the most absolute worst images I have ever had the misfortune of regrettably gazing upon. I was like, holy shit.
Regrettably gazing upon.
Oh my God.
And it's 814 likes, man. Christ. Anyway, it was fun. Nick took a while before he stopped referring to her as like a thing. You know, I should know if I want to like generate sympathy for someone like that, I should only go to you, maybe Ryan. That was a mistake to put that in the group. Okay. Because he joined in. He immediately joined in. There's worse haters than me. Not many.
Wait, yeah. What did you say? You said something that killed me.
Oh, in the chat?
Yeah, you were like, I brought you.
Nick is a hater. It's in his blood. We've provided for him a bountiful feast.
A bountiful feast? Fucking hell!
He saw that meat. Told you know Nick's a vegan, but man, there's certain meat he has.
He's gonna sink his teeth into something.
Yeah. He was on one because he's been hating on Joe Maurer and Todd Helton.
Yeah.
Todd Helton's neck is too big, which means he did steroids, and Joe Maurer didn't play his entire career catcher. So. There you have it. That's why he couldn't do it. So Maurer, I'm surprised, got in on the first ballot. I kind of thought he'd be the fringe case for a couple years.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, like, during like my like peak childhood love of baseball, Joe Mauer was like the best catcher in baseball.
And no, he was.
And I feel like that's a big thing, is when you're the number one guy in a position for years and years and there's no like debate on it. I feel like that's kind of like a, come on, you're going to get it.
Well, like we're in this period now, I think, with like Hall of Fame, where I think you're going to get guys that are going to get in with less cumulative numbers. And because of that, like, not because of that. I mean, I think as a result of, like, you know, I'll tell you a good debate that'll come up is DeGrom. Be like, he was the best pitcher for X amount of years. He was the best pitcher, like the best at it. How could we deny, you know, that guy a slot in Cooperstown? Mauer has a way stronger case. But, like, you know, Mauer was, he won, like, three fucking batting titles. He got an MVP. I mean, he was, I think he was a catcher from like 04 to 2013, and like he racked up like 44 baseball reference WAR. I mean, it's just more than Yanni's whole career because baseball reference baseball reference is bad at defense.
Yanni is in his in 40s for B-WAR though.
Yeah, it's higher. He's like around 60 something. Like use Fangraph for the defense on that one, but you still like used to be like, well, 40 B-WAR for a catcher is still really good. But Mauer finished with like 55, 56 B-WAR, and like 44 of it was as a catcher, and like his Fangraphs like WAR from that time was like 46, 47. So like he could have gone on and been a shitty hitter with decent defense, you know, or sorry, probably a adequate hitter with declining defense, so a reverse Yachty, for like the next 4 or 5 years, and then retired, or he can prolong it by being a DH and first baseman, and that's the route he took. I voted for him in all my mocks on it because, you know, I think, you know, he's got over 20. Yeah, he's got over 21 hits. Only like 1,400 of them came while catching. Yeah, he's got less than 200 homers. But I think
if he was on mine.
I mean, he won 3 Gold Gloves. He showered with accolades. And, like, for at least a 5 to 7 year run, he was the best catcher, at least in the American League. And that's really hard to keep a guy out like that.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be between like 7 and 10 years to get like that. You were the best at your position during this time. You were elite. You were on the
seven's probably that's like your peak year. 7 years is probably the good time.
Yeah, and that's like kind of like my thing with DeGrom is like he wasn't the best in baseball for 7 years.
Yeah, he missed so much time on it.
Yeah.
So I mean, there'll be people that invoke like the injury clause, but you know, I think like you know, I would say, you know, blame the Mets because DeGrom didn't like make his first start until he was like 25, 26 years old. But Mauer is the most controversial one on that amongst us. But like, I mean, I don't know. He seemed deserved of it.
Well, and like Todd Helton's totally deserved. I mean,
it sucks that it took, you know, to a sixth try to get in. I mean, his road splits were just as good as other Hall of Famers.
Well, and like the issue is I feel like when you're voting for those, you're only going to vote for probably so many first basemen just because that's such a packed fucking position.
It is. I'll have to go look at this. This is when I was working on this Goldschmidt project. Like, it's got, I think Helton will be like the 25th or 26th, like pure first baseman. And it's a very saturated position in the Hall.
Is Jeff Bagwell a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, Jeff Bagwell's in the Hall.
Yeah, I thought Jeff got in.
Yeah, yeah. Took a while, but I mean, he's no doubt Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean,
Buff Bagwell. I've been watching wrestling.
I mean, I think like Billy Wagner's the snub, even though I don't.
He's going into his final year next year, and I think he gets in because he got what? Let me look. He fell two votes shy. He got 73.8%.
So you have to get 75%?
You have to get 75. His final year on the ballot's next year. So he's going to get in. Sheffield fell off. Sheffield, I haven't found anything tangible with, like, steroid allegations, so it's just kind of assumed. I mean, he had, like, the drunk driving shit and some, like, and I think, like, some kind of domestic assault, I want to say.
Plus, he was... You know,
we kind of like touched on it with Hawkman last week.
Team Tebow too.
He should be in. I think steroid users should be in. So even if he did juice, Sheffield finished. He's off the ballot now. He 63.9%. I think with that, a veterans committee is going to throw him in.
What about how did Manny end up? I don't think he got a lot of votes.
No, Manny got more than previous years. So this was his eighth year, and he almost got a third of the votes. He got 32.5%.
A-Rod got just over a third at 34.8. Andrew Jones didn't move a whole lot. He's at 61 in his seventh year, but I think he gets in by year 10. And Beltran made a lot of headway. He's at 57.1% on his second year. Beltran's probably getting in the next two or three years.
Yeah, Beltran will get in.
Like, he should get in.
This is totally my bias speaking, because I was always a big fan of Manny. He just played with fucking swag and was one of the game's best outfielders for, I mean.
Around the time he, like, took a piss in the middle of an inning, like, oh, Manny.
He went to the Green Monster, right?
And, yeah, he went in there to take, like a dump, and he came in. So,
I mean,
he's just a goofball.
That's totally our brand, yeah.
Yeah.
Manny being Manny.
Like, one of the most prolific power hitters of our time growing up. And, like, so when it comes to, like, steroid clause, I feel like if you had to punish anyone, I mean, it'd be these guys on this list, because the guys that I made the exception for are no longer on it, would be anyone busted, like, post-2007, 2008 for, like, steroids. When it's like, yeah, dude, we kind of know better now. They're looking for this shit. Like, A-Rod and Manny, like, I could see why someone would keep them off on that one, because they got busted, like, so late in their career. But, like, when it came to, like, Bonds and Clemens, like, I don't know. I always kind of thought those guys were Hall of Famers regardless of juicing.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Roger Clemens was.
Yeah, Barry Bonds would have hit, what, 500 homers, like, and won only, like, two or three MVPs. Clemens would have won.
Randy Johnson's in the Hall of Fame, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he got in.
Yeah. Easy Hall of Fame vote.
Ooh.
Oh, you're getting some pussy talk? Man. Another guy who's not even on it, who I think should get in through a veterans committee. So look this guy up. You might know him. He's a guy, but he's, I think, Hall of Fame worthy.
Composey.
I saw his name come up in some discourse. So I'm going to propose this. David Cohn. Cy Young winner.
Yankees, right?
Yankees. He won a Cy Young with the Royals. He pitched for those fucking heathen Mets at one point. Cone's got, like, over 2,600 Ks. He's got, like, 2,800 innings. He's six wins short of 200.
Not
he's
good
got
enough.
A career war of, like, 60-something.
Jesus.
Yeah. So he's on that fringe.
David Wells.
Nah. If Pettit and Burley don't get in, there's no way in hell Wells gets in. Wells is, like, if I had to make, like, a Hall of Fame for dudes... Like a Hall of Fame for dudes that doesn't include Hall of Famers in some cases. David Wells, Boomer's on there.
Yeah.
A big, hard throwing fat guy who drinks beer in the dugout, has the most fucking dyed out goatee, like he's a PS2 NPC, and bald as shit. Like the most default creative guy in the fucking league. Like, yeah, David Wells, who kind of looks like a dog, is on my Mount Rushmore of dogs.
Dog.
Yeah, he's in the dog Hall of Fame. I'd put him in there. I'd put who would be another dog that we put in? Bob Tewksbury. That's a dog. No, I put Javier Vasquez in there. That was a dog. Bartolo Colon. That's a dog. That's a dog. He pitches forever. Yeah, no. PE teacher bodies, man. You got to respect that. Jed Jerko would go in that. Speaking of big sexy, did Bartolo get a vote? Five idiots voted for Bartolo Colon.
Hey, you want a Cy Young? Had a long career. Very good with the Indians. Very good with the Angels.
Mark Burley will be on the ballot next year, so we can get the truth out.
What are the stipulations? You have to get so many to stay on it. You have to get
can't fall below 5%, and you have to hit 75.
You have 10 years.
Another guy that got less than 10% that I think is a Hall of Famer is Francisco Rodriguez.
K-Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, broke the saves record, I think, until Edwin Diaz. Did Edwin Diaz break it? Or does that still belong to K-Rod? K-Rod, I would say, was, you know, only hampered by pitching for the Angels, so boring.
I know why they called him K-Rod.
No.
If he was F-Rod, he'd be a fraud. Liberals.
Shove the microphone through your chest.
Say it like you mean it.
Say it like you. Come on now, feel me. K-Rod, has 437 career saves, of sub 3 ERA.
Those are rookie numbers.
He was at one point, I mean, him and Joe Nathan, I mean, probably the best American League closers that time with Mariano Rivera.
I mean, yeah.
Billy Wagner was in the NL during that time. Trevor Hoffman that time as well. I don't know. I think K-Rod should be in. K-Rod would get my vote on ballots. It was a hard ballot. There's a lot of guys that would have voted for. All right,
so we're looking at this row of bobbleheads, excluding the people that are in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Already. Do you think any of these guys get in?
Who we got?
I think Nato maybe gets in.
Nolan will be a Hall of Famer by the time he retires, barring injury, and that's it. Someone voted for Matt Holliday for, I don't know why, but Holiday's not a Hall of Famer to me.
Carpenter's not a Hall of Famer.
No, Chris Carpenter, if he didn't get hurt, he has like the same clause as Adam Wainwright. If both those guys didn't get as hurt as much as they did, they'd probably be Hall of Famers. Waino especially, he racked up better counting numbers than Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter's not a Hall of Famer. He's a Cardinals Hall of Famer, probably.
He'll get probably be a Cardinals Hall of Famer. I'd support that. Some people bitching about that. He's back. You know, we signed him back. Cool. Because we need veteran prep. We didn't talk about this a lot.
Yeah.
You know, we had, like, the same Athletic article that Derek Gould wrote last year, as Ryan said. And I don't think Nato's a leader in the clubhouse, from what it sounds like. And that's fine. So, you know.
Well, and, you know, the thing is like,
probably have some doubts on Goldie. We have to bring in all this to stabilize clubhouse like presence. And I know they consulted with Nolan and Goldie and others, and they all thought it was nice. But let's get the play the boys are back in town. Let's channel those early 2000 teens vibes.
What bothers me most about the people upset about bringing in Carp is that they're just upset that we're bringing him back, but they're not being like, giving him a roster spot means, you know, maybe another guy doesn't get start service.
You could probably utilize it for someone else, but also, yeah, it is a 26 man spot, so yeah. If he's coming in as a depth piece,
like, that's my only thing though, like, yeah. Like if like that should be the anyone who's that upset by it should be making that argument.
So better yet, like, so
fucking, what does he bring to this team? And it's like,
He's a left-handed splits bat. He's a platoon guy. Yeah. You can play first, maybe third still. Like, he's a left-handed bat. Who walks?
Some. I mean.
Yeah. Better. And I mean, you know, to think, like, who do you bring up instead? You know, but I'm ambivalent to the Carp signing. It doesn't really surprise. And we're basically getting him for free, league minimum. The Braves are eating his salary after they tried to trade him.
Take that, you Greek bastard! You out
fucking Greek son of a bitch. I don't know. I think from what I read from Gould and Wu, like from my inference on it, is that Nolan and Goldie just aren't strong leadership type, I guess. I don't know. I can see Nupar being like a tremendous clubhouse presence.
Yeah.
Probably see Wilson too. Catchers always usually have to bear that. But yeah.
Well, I mean, actually, I can't say that about Paul, what I said about him. you remember what I said. Yeah. I mean, listen, like, Paul Goldschmidt is one of those guys who will, you know, be a leader by
does
example.
Does the talking with his bat and not getting the COVID.
It'll be by example and work ahead of the game. Same probably with Nolan. Like, granted, Nolan's got more personality, so you'd hope he would kind of be more of a leader in the clubhouse.
The more I think about it, why are we expecting leadership from the two guys that couldn't even be bothered to get the COVID vaccine?
Yeah. All right, guys.
Y'all are going to go play the Blue Jays. We all are going to drink beers and quarantine. Yeah, no, like, yeah, the more I think about it, it doesn't really surprise me they'd have to bring in some help, bring in some help for those guys. Carp would have got the fucking shot.
Yeah. Hey, did you see that Trey Mancini had to sign a minor league deal with the Marlins?
Oh, that's so sad. That happens to a lot of, like, league average veteran batsman.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. I mean, that guy, like, is, like, a great guy in the clubhouse. I've never heard a single bad thing about him.
From your sources? From your,
I mean, yeah.
From your little birds, Varys?
I mean, hey, I'm just saying. We have talked to a legitimate, bona fide journalist.
We are. We're legit. We've gone legit.
Brendan Schaefer said he would come on eventually.
Let's try and get him on for the 200th. That'd be cool.
I mean, that's in four episodes, so.
Yeah, so we got to work our magic. He only responds to bullying.
Yeah, you have to bully him.
You're like, you fuck! Start posting like a list of eight addresses. And be like, one of the riddle me this, Batman.
See, like, I'm actually very upset with myself from the Hawkman interview because I am the only person who cursed, and it was mainly because I didn't do much talking in that episode. But by the end, when I was talking a little bit more, that's when I fucked up. So yeah. I had
me and Ben for 85%, you for 14.5%, and then Nick that 0.5% to say you don't like cats. Didn't like the swearing rule.
Yeah.
That's the only episode we've ever done. I think, like, when it comes to, like, least swearing episodes, it goes that episode, probably our 82 series episodes, and then I don't know what else, because anything else.
Our ones with Caleb, we didn't curse a lot in.
Oh, yeah, we didn't curse a lot in with Hayden. Our interviews, our non-Stu and non-Kyle interviews. Yeah, our interviews are good. I think we're good interviewers. I think we do pretty good with it.
I mean, you do. You prepare. I was busy playing Baldur's Gate.
That's true. What I tell Ben, like, in the prep, I'm like, once you know, I fell down a rabbit hole. So, like, I know a lot about you now.
I want to get inside you. I want to pick your brain.
I know you lived off Clayton.
I want to lick your skull, baby.
Ben, I want to rattle around inside that brain of yours. I want to kick up my feet. Pour me a nice hot glass of milk.
You just keep kicking the part of his brain that makes him horny. Just what is this?
Oh, I gotta get this in for Ten Hawkman. He's a dork. Yeah. I'm happy we had him on. Ben's so base.
Yeah.
So
he's a good guy. I think I told my dad to listen to that episode, and I had to walk him through how to listen to it via Spotify because he didn't have the Apple podcast.
What a fucking idiot. I hope he listens to this episode instead. Tim, you're a fucking disgrace.
He was very confused.
You're a disgrace. You're a terrible husband and an even worse father.
He was reading the episode titles, and he's like, Marcus Stroman and the Jewish tunnels, and I was like, I know you don't know who Marcus Stroman is, but like you saw that story about the Jewish tunnels, right? And he's like, no, and I was like, holy fucking shit,
Dad,
that's not the kind of news that makes it to Facebook. He's like, can you believe that Trump said this? I was like, I haven't seen a thing that Trump has said in 3 years, dude. I don't pay attention to God Trump. Damn.
Hold on, baseball.
Baseball.
Tommy Edman got a 2-year extension.
Yes.
16.5, gets $7 million this year, 9.5 next year.
Do you think he tests free agency in 2 years? Like,
oh, he'll test it.
I mean, like,
but will he like and ultimately end up signing back? I have no idea.
Mason Wynn's development will be a big factor in that, I think.
Like, my honest opinion, I think I would say there's more likely a chance we move Tommy than letting him hit free agency. So that's the worst fans Tom analysis right there. What's the 2024?
I think we outright him to a Korea like we did James Nail.
Stop it. James Nail going, howdy, y'all. Whoa, I thought y'all only ate rats over here. Whoa.
All these fucking Southeast Missourian hicks are just like,
I can't be.
You can't send that Charleston boy to China.
You can't, like, send that beautiful white Charleston boy.
I'm like, we didn't send him to China. We sent him to Korea.
They're the same damn place.
You know what?
I gotta be nice. I went to college with James's brother. We had classes and all that. Yeah. So
he never once paid for drugs.
Never once.
Not once.
Okay, people hitting the ballot next year. All right, I'm gonna read them off. You tell me if you're voting for them. Okay. Ichiro Suzuki.
Yes.
CC Sabathia.
I need to consult
the Elder God.
I mean, he was so dominant early on in his career, and I'd want to look more at his Yankees.
I'd vote for CC. Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah.
I'd vote for Pedroia.
Yeah.
Kinsler.
No.
Maybe. Felix Hernandez.
Yeah.
Here's the weird thing about Felix. He was so dominant, but he got out of the game so soon, and he started getting hurt at the end. He racked up like just like 50 B war. It feels like he was way better than that, right?
He's on a shitty team, though.
He was on the Mariners, never got that playoff one or a playoff appearance. Yeah, he was out of the league at 33.
But he came in when he was super fucking young. I mean, I feel like that guy pitched
at 19. So yeah. He pitched 15 years. Just his arm wore out. His last good season, last full good season when he was so durable. From 2006 to 2015, he threw at least 190 innings. And then at 30, he just, he got hurt. I would invoke the injury clause on Felix Hernandez and be like, he would have racked up enough cumulative stats, enough counting numbers.
He's in for me, man. Like, King Felix, come on.
This one might spark the injury clause, but I'm not voting for this next guy. Troy Tulowitzki.
I'm not voting for Tulo.
Ben Zobrist?
No.
Curtis Granderson?
No.
The rest of these guys are legit bums. Let me see if any of them are interesting. Brian McCann's interesting. Adam Jones, Russell Martin, who, if you take the time Yachty broke in the league and Russell did, and over the time when Russell retired, because he retired first, Russell Martin had, I think, slightly higher defensive war than Yachty.
Seriously?
That was fucking crazy to me. Russell Martin should have won a lot of gold gloves. But he didn't. He won one. It was in his second. I thought he won him more when he was older. He was so fucking good, dude. Not as good as Yachty, though.
He's a borderline. He's a maybe. Like
Russell Martin ain't getting in, man. He didn't play long. He didn't stay healthy long enough and rack up in serious counting numbers. Like he's got don't get me wrong, he's got good numbers, but 1,400 hits. Less than 200 homers. I know it kind of feels like we're describing Joe Mauer, but Joe Mauer won an MVP. Joe Mauer won batting titles. I hope Russell Martin gets over 5% and stays on him. Nice to have that combo. Brian McCann's interesting because he was pretty good defensively. If he just hit this threshold in 2007, he would have had 20-plus homers in let me do the number. Oh, my God. Baseball reference. Jesus Christ.
Fix your sight, bitch.
Fuck. Kill yourself. No. For 11 straight seasons. And then better yet, if he hit 20 with his first season with the Astros, it would have been 12 straight seasons. That's kind of cool. But, I mean, I don't think McCann's getting in. The only other name on here is Hanley Ramirez. Nah.
I mean,
I think it gets cut off at Felix. But or Mark Trumbo, we can vote for Mark Trumbo. Or Cardinals legend Mike Reynolds. Or Cardinals killer Francisco Liriano.
Liriano might be an interesting one.
Yeah, a little bit. David Wright survived. He survived the 5%.
I hope he doesn't get in just to make a
Mets fans writhe in pain.
A certain Mets fan very upset.
It's going to be. I hope he gets drug out for 10 years. That's a pain the Mets deserve. So
this
I don't
is
think
all,
Wright.
Yeah.
Wright's an interesting case. If he stayed healthy, he would have been a Hall of Famer. But I think he got hurt just a little too soon to invoke injury clause,
Yeah. I mean,
his defense was so fucking overrated. Thank God for analytics. They nailed that at least. His defense was like, nah. Great hitter, though. Got hurt.
Yeah,
David Wright deserved better. But
he was never a huge power guy. He was a consistent 20.
20. He had over 30 like a couple times, but he would hit for a high average. Yeah. Is what it was. So he strike out a lot, but he hit like 300 with 100 steaks, 30 taters.
55 burgers.
55 burgers. 55 fries. Man, we got to think of something like a 50-50 club like that. Man, if you score 55 runs. 55 doubles.
55 doubles is insane.
Yeah. Last guy to have hit that many was fucking... That was Castellanos. Hit 57 here. He challenged for the record.
So, yeah. I mean, hey. I'm happy all three of those guys made it in.
Yeah.
I would have liked
we could sleep easier at night. I was really worried they'd fuck up Beltre. They still kind of did. He should have got 100%.
Yeah, but I mean, these baseball writers just want to get their name out there, so they're going to purposely omit guys.
Guys
just
like,
to have
I'm
people be
this is
upset
my
with them.
pro.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut up. Shut the fuck up, stupid asshole. Shut up, Mark Saxon. Oh, how many did Omar Vizquel get? Please tell me he fell off. Saxon fucking voted for him. Vizquel got, oh, he got 17%.
Did Bobby Abreu fall off?
Bobby's still on.
Good.
Bobby needs to get in. But his numbers, his fifth year, he's at 14.8%.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Bobby Abreu needs to get in.
Hmm.
That get Bobby in. God dang it, Bobby. God, stop.
Bobby.
You should have walked less and hit more dogs.
Bobby.
Bobby.
I feel like there's more card. There's maybe a little Cardinals news, but I'm just it's not percolating with me.
Let me look it up, see if we had anything cool happen. Everyone's like just kind of, caterwauling about the rotation over and over and over again. And no more rotation talk unless we add something to the rotation.
Yeah.
It's fucking boring at this point.
Although
We know what we
I
have.
still am intrigued the fucking Montgomery hasn't gotten a contract from someone
Yeah,
yet.
that one is kind of interesting. I think he wants to go back to Texas. That's where
Yeah.
it's just hashing with. Same with Snellzilla. So nothing there. Jock Peterson is probably going to
Close.
sign with the Diamondbacks. So,
Yeah.
Rangers got David Robertson. That's a good pickup. Build a super bullpen,
Like David Robertson, the televangelist. That's cool. But
man.
no, that's Pat Robertson. Well, it's probably his rich son.
Here, let me go to the Post-Dispatch since I pay for it. I might as well
I
use
pay
it.
for it too.
You pay for me.
I don't. I don't even have your login.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Oh shit, I'll give you that. You don't give these bums money. I mean, yeah, give them your money.
Jesus.
Don't clip us.
We're so sincere. Well,
No, we're
us
not.
on Sunday
You
and then.
fucking monsters.
Now, The Athletic, I do use unpaywall because fuck The Athletic.
Yeah. I've been trying to get Katie Wu on here
You were never
forever.
getting Katie Wu on here.
We just thought we would never get Ben Hockman.
I thought we could get Ben Hock before we get.
Ben Hockman's more acclaimed than Katie Wu.
Yeah, but Katie Wu's a woman. And do you think she wants to come on our
Oh
podcast?
yeah, that is fair.
Like.
What if we like, you know what, you're right. We need to change up our image.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to shape up or shape up a little bit. What do you think? We gotta be one with the ladies out there. That's why I'm taking the brave stance that a toy movie should have got all the Oscar
Oh,
nominations.
God.
A toy movie. A movie that had Will Ferrell in it really needed more Oscars.
Yeah,
It's so great that the
I'm glad you're.
feminist icon movie of 2023 is an ad for Mattel. That is so good. That's why we're brave, staunch feminists here.
I have not seen Barbie, so I cannot attest to
It's
the
good.
cinematography of the film.
Okay,
However,
Bradshaw.
I am kind of in the camp that I've seen enough clips from it. Very good movie. Totally get why it was beloved. Number one at the box office. I get it.
Really good.
I get it.
It's great that a man got nominated, don't you think? With Ryan Gosling.
So he was like best male supporting
He got a
actor.
supporting actor
Okay. I
nomination,
mean, that means nothing.
yeah. Yeah.
Like, come on.
No, I
Yeah,
mean, it's supporting roles are important.
but it's not, I mean, it's not like he got it for, like he didn't get best actor. Like, he's not being nominated for that
Yeah,
shit.
man, I get that. I mean, think of supporting actors as that's the award for the villain.
Yeah, it's like
So,
Richard Kind.
yeah,
He could be best supporting
the
actor.
antagonist award, I went and saw. I've been knocking off some of my best picture ones. I went and saw Poor Things with Bradshaw, and that movie's fine. It shouldn't be nominated for best picture. There's this thing we noticed with it, a little film analysis. Emma Stone's naked. She fucks a lot in it. But like she has an infant's mind and an adult woman's body, and she's learning to grow up.
It's like Gypsy Rose.
Yeah, and so yeah.
It's literally, she's like, I must, you know, establish.
And my husband has a huge fat cock. Like...
She finds her own agency and autonomy. And then, like, after that, it's just an hour and a half of banging. And, like, I'm going to go on a limb and say the film's message is like I would say, like, the most Obama era, like, form of, like, Obama era, a form of feminism, because it's about sex positive feminism. But the thing that's kind of upsetting with it is that anyone she tries to be friends with in it, she fucks. And then the people she doesn't fuck are, like, an old lady who can't fuck and, like, a guy who's a eunuch who is, like, a paternal figure to her. And, like, I'll have to rewatch it because this is, like, a theory I'm working out here. But, like, noticing that, it's like, well, you can't, like, develop any kind of, like, human connection unless it's, like, sexual intimacy. And I think that might be misogynistic. Yeah. I'm fucking smart, Josh.
You're smart, dude.
Dude, I worked that out after smashing
this was
a,
like,
hammer against my head.
This was, like, me last year when I was forced to watch The Lorax by that chick who broke my heart. And then, like, the opening song, I was like, I don't remember ever reading The Lorax, but is this whole thing a critique on capitalism? And they're just like, yeah. And I'm like, I'm a fucking genius,
oh,
bro.
I'm fucking smart as shit.
Smart.
Well,
man.
I should start a left-wing podcast about, barely about baseball.
But,
yeah.
Shit, what was I going to say? I do have a hard time looking at Emma Stone the same way after watching The Curse.
Yeah,
because oh my god, I hated her character in that so much. I mean,
like in a good way, or like you really, really.
I mean,
because
I see what they're doing with it, but like it just hit that, like,
she does stuff like she gentrifies homes or
yeah,
whatever. That's
yeah.
So funny.
But like, she's like, it's just like the. I mean, this is her being a good actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's
incredible in Poor Things.
Yeah,
she earned her Oscar nom.
I just can't get over, like, the fake bitchy aspect of it. And, like, that is her character. That is who she is supposed to be in this. She nails it. But I just can't look at her the same. Like, I can't go into a movie or see her in anything else now without just being like, yeah, you're the fucking bitch who doesn't like Nathan Fielder's.
You're the fucking bitch.
You're the fucking bitch who doesn't like Nathan Fielder's tiny
you're the fucking
penis.
Bitch. You're the fucking...
And wants to gentrify homes to make them eco-friendly. Like, fuck off.
God damn, dude.
Let me have my wood burning.
You're the
stove.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay,
we can't say bitch now. Are you that guy?
No, we can't. We're trying to clean up our image to get Katie Wu on the fucking pod.
We're not,
Josh.
Getting Katie Wu on the pod.
We're gonna get her on the pod.
Okay.
She's
yeah.
gonna start with B Shafe. And you know, Ben said, he's like, I'll put a good word if you ask. I'll be like,
yeah, with Jeff Jones, which I want Jeff Jones.
Yeah,
on.
Of course we want Jeff on there. And Jeff and Katie are like,
I feel like Jeff would let it eat a little bit.
I think Jeff would.
We could one,
I think one from the articles I can't get access to Bellevue Democrat. My main interaction with Jeff is like on Twitter, and Jeff is a cunt, but in a good way. I mean, he could be cunty to like again, like the most Hall of Fame moment for Jeff Jones that I remember is when abortion got outlawed, and he was like, look how much money these fucking DeWitts are giving to all these conservatives out there. I'm like, Jeff, you sassy bitch.
Well,
I love that.
And the thing, you like to see that with journos, because usually they want to not be too critical to not, you know, to not get maybe like lose access or, you know, not,
yeah.
Everyone
wants journalists to be like as impartial as possible, but
it's
like,
impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible. So just lean into it. Just be right. Like, let me look at all these Oscar noms. Bradley Cooper and his big giant fake Jewish nose.
Only his nose was nominated.
Man, I could have saw the whole holdovers when it was in Cape. I should have. I need to go see that. Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Wright. I have the second coolest black guy voice behind Keith David. Best actor in supporting role, Sterling K. Brown. He's from St. Louis.
So. Yay.
I saw Robert De Niro. Robert Downey Jr. is getting it. Ryan Gosling. Mark Ruffalo in Poor Things is also hilarious, Josh. He's a funny character.
But he has a huge dick.
Best actress. Only saw two of them, Emma Stone and Lily Gladstone.
Best actress supporting.
I don't think Emily Blunt was in enough to be like warranted for Oppenheimer because she's just kind of like an afterthought.
She was an afterthought for Oppenheimer as well.
You know what I'm talking about, baby?
Yeah.
Hey! There it is,
Hey.
best
Yeah,
directing.
fuck Florence Pugh.
Anatomy of a Fall. Scorsese's nominated. I've seen three of these. Bradshaw told me Zone of Interest. It tells me it's a Holocaust movie, so I'm gonna check that out.
I bet Nick would like watching
I think, yeah, no, Nick would cheer. Yeah,
it.
fucking kill him! Yeah,
Yeah.
I still need to send you.
I just need it whenever I need a good
Needlessly
laugh.
mean. It's so
And I
needy.
need you to record it like on your computer, good audio through a button. And then
It's
like send it to me via Google Drive. Don't
a
send me a text message. I want to be able to go back to it and listen to it.
audio.
You can't you can't do his impression without dropping some words we're not allowed to say on this
Yeah, no, like when
podcast.
I'll fucking get into it, is we gotta watch it.
So
Best Picture, American Fiction, haven't seen Anatomy of Fall, Barbie seen, Holdovers, need to see, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, Zone of Interest.
like Oppenheimer's gonna sweep this, right?
I don't know. I don't think it. Well, yeah, I would say I wouldn't even call Oppenheimer the most dynamic film Barbie was. Like to me, I've only seen like half of them. And the best film I saw out of all those is Killers of the Flower Moon.
I haven't seen Killers of the Flower Moon
Oh my God,
because
so
my
good.
fucking brother-in-law didn't want to go see it with me
Yeah, jerk off.
when I was around him in Kansas City.
Killers of the Flower Moon, like Oppenheimer and
Oh, my
Barbie.
brother.
Okay, we get
I just started.
honorary Judaism here.
Ah, oh, the silence. Ah, oh, leave.
Oppenheimer was great spectacle wise. I thought it was pretty truthful about the events with a cursory Wikipedia search. I thought it was great. But like Killers of the Flower Moon just like generated such a visceral reaction in me and made me like physically and emotionally fucking sick. And like it's great. It's great. That was probably of all the films I've seen this past year, the greatest one. Right behind Beekeeper.
No, the thing that, like, obviously with my health stuff last year, I did not see a ton of movies.
Yeah.
However,
That's all in the past.
I do feel like the way they tied everything in Oppenheimer with, like, the jumps in time to, the trial, in quotes, and, like,
Yeah, it's a
doing that,
fragmented story.
yeah,
Yeah.
that was, like, masterful. I have, like, that was the perfect way to tell that fucking story.
A criticism I saw was the pacing, but like I thought that was pretty deliberate. Because did you notice the first like 45 minutes of film? It's very, very frenetic. It's fucking, oh, here I am at the university. Oh, here I am here. Here I am here. Here I am.
Yeah.
It is so quick. But once he gets to Los Alamos, starts working on the bomb, the movie slows down. And to me, like, Bradshaw, the genius that he is, the autist that he is with film, says Christopher Nolan's a master at teaching you how to watch his movie. And I think what it's saying is that everything leading up to his life, this point in his life, has been nothing. It's been an afterthought. And that's why I think it was shot and paced that way. Even like the affair he has with Florence Pugh. Like, don't bring me fucking flowers, blah, blah, blah. And then she, fucks him and makes him read the fucking I am death, become her world. All that. And then it gets to this part and now it's slow and it's methodical. It slows down. It becomes more methodical, and like, it's great. That's an awesome movie. Like if Killers of the Flower Moon came out last year, that was a good fart. It was a little creamy though.
Creamy.
If it came out last year, I would probably say Oppenheimer's my guy for the awards.
I will suck Christopher Nolan's dick. Like I
Just
will.
because.
Just because I love that guy. I will.
And you're blowing him.
I
Like, did
will.
you like my
I will
Batman
suck his
movies?
creamy. I'll suck his creamy farts out of his dick. I don't give a
little
shit.
cream.
Yeah.
Oh, little creamy bubbles. Oh. Why don't any other journalists want to come on this book?
Man.
Yeah, I don't know. We had our hour, so I'm in Act 3. And fucking Orin the Red just took Lazelle. I got some business to stand on, let's say that. I got some asses I need to kick. Got what, a couple more minutes we need to fill?
I got 2 minutes, but I started late and I was like, we're about 10 minutes in. So
okay. So
let's see. What are you gonna do this weekend when I'm gone?
It's your call. I'm gonna work. That's what I'm gonna do. So I do. You're gone. I'll probably vacuum. I need to clean up the kitchen. I need to clean up the living room. That's what I need to do. I never gave like it's probably been a couple months I gave the living room like a really good deep dick cleaning, you know. So probably clean my bathroom. I only like touched it up. So
yeah. Well,
you know what? No, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking dust. I bet that's the source for how bad my sinuses have
totally.
been.
Totally. We haven't changed out the air filter in forever.
Yeah, that's probably why my sinuses so like, I was just like the world. Dude, I've been the world's worst detective today. I was like, I can't breathe out my nose for the last month. Let's wash my sheets and comforter. I still can't breathe out of my nose. Fuck, dude. It's probably the dust.
It's probably my shower curtain.
The killer is not in the country anymore. I'm going to go find him myself.
The call is coming from inside the house.
So I'll probably dust. Probably change up the filter.
It's me, Ryan.
Hey, it's me. What was the character I gave him? Hey, it's me, Research Ryan. There's your alarm.
Yeah.
I'm gathering data on the boys. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't believe in God. I think he sucks.
I told this girl on Hinge that
I'm unhinged.
So like, you know, they do that like two truths and a lie thing.
Yeah.
And one of them was like, I perform with John Legend, and I was like, please tell me that's the truth. And she's like, actually it is. And I'm like, I'm basically like a Midwestern like Nostradamus. And she's like, and then she's like, what else have you predicted? And I was like, well, I predicted the Jewish tunnels. And she's like, I was like,
and Brett did die.
I was like, did you hear about that? Did you see that stuff? She's like, yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. I'm like, right. So my friends have this joke where they always call me Jewish because of my glasses and general demeanor. Meanwhile, one of my friend and podcast co-host's brother said I looked like a subterranean mole man because of my beard. So I think those two things were me predicting the Jewish
It's
tunnels.
All connected.
It's all connected.
The dust is making me hard to sweep at night. I must have west the dust.
You like whimpered this morning when I was getting ready. And I didn't know if you were awake or not, or if that was.
No, I was awake. I was trying to breathe through my nose. You probably heard me gasping to try and breathe through my nose.
It was like it sounded like a ah, and I'm like, well, he hasn't killed himself yet, so I'll leave.
That'd be like the most whimpering suicide. If it was a moan, like I probably did it while you were leaving. Be like, oh, sweetie. Like something. Oh, let me pinch those cheeks.
I want to feel my tits.
I want to feel my tits. Oh, wait, we have to. Well, we're not going to do it here. But the court document over Vince McMahon's like fucking sexual misconduct has been released. And he's texted some fucked up shit.
I think he's pretty cool.
I think he's a cool guy. We got to get Vince McMahon on. What was it like having your wife work for the president?
Forgot about that. She was on the transition team, right?
Yeah.
I bet Trump doesn't have a transition.
More team. Like the de-transition team. Oh! Bum, 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 bum. John Stewart's coming back for Monday.
That is cool. I like that.
For the presidential thing. Joe Biden really needs a win, huh?
I mean, well, no, isn't he returning as full-time host of The Daily Show?
Said only on Mondays during the presidential
campaign. So who's filling in? Because Trevor Noah's done.
I don't even pay attention to it. So John Stewart's a lib, but I mean he's really good sometimes. And other times not, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Whenever he's just skewering Republicans, it's very fun. Or like when he did that interview with that fucking transphobic Arkansas attorney general and just beat her over and over again with a mallet. That was so good. That shit like
Yeah,
that he does
the
is really
thing he did
good.
with Bill O'Reilly, where it's like the rumble and the or the
Oh, the debate, and he had like the lifting like podium so you can stand at Bill's height. I remember that came out. I pirated it and watched it. I was such a fucking lib back in the day, dude.
yeah. What do they call that? It's like
Rumble in the air conditioned Coliseum Convention Center or something
yeah,
like that.
something like that. Yeah.
So
Man. Yeah.
that's why I just watch streamers because they would have called Bill O'Reilly a slur.
Who's your crumble champ, Tom?
Sam Cedar.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just go. We're gonna stay on topic. Sam Cedar. So, you ever did you ever used to watch like any debate videos like back in the day? It got big like in the mid 2000 teens, and so like.
I mean, I watched the, Jon Stewart one.
Yeah. It was shit like that would attract me to it. And I used to watch Real Time and they would, he would put overtime on like his YouTube page. And so it'd be like a panel that would argue during my.
I like the one where Ben Affleck like goes fucking scorched earth.
On Sam Harris. That was
Yeah, that was
hilarious.
awesome.
Yeah. He
That was
needed his
awesome.
Dunkin' Donuts. That was important time because I was like as a centrist and like I don't know, people shit on debate stuff and I can get why because I use it a lot for entertainment now. But back in the day, like that shit was important to me to be like, yeah, you can't just be a centrist. You gotta really figure out what side
Well,
you're on.
I mean, debates give you a counterpoint to stuff where you're like, I'm not totally sold on this. So you hear that little voice in the back of your head that's telling you like, this thing might be bullshit.
No,
Comes
yeah, it does that, and you go
like the right
research it,
wing
yeah.
guy, and then you hear the rebuttal, and you're like, oh,
Okay, then yeah, I gotta look that up.
okay, yeah, that's really not a problem. We're just doing culture war nonsense.
I would
Got it.
listen to that. I would listen to like Christopher Hitchens debates, and then like when I was like, I'm gonna be, try and become more like politically sentient, and I guess like my avenue, my entrance into being a fucking scumbag leftist was Sam Cedar, because he would do this call to action for, or he would challenge libertarians to call into his show, and he took all comers, dude. Sam, you're my crumble champ, dog. I know you guys needed this.
What did I say that my goofus was going to be for the year? I texted it the other day.
Oh, shit.
don't know if it's one I
It's
can
not
say on.
someone's gonna die. Is it a Strowman one?
No. Oh yeah, I can't say that one.
Oh, I am right here. What if he goes on the IL for. Oh,
Yeah. Can't say that one. You know what? My crumble champ is gonna be us.
us?
Whenever we're at opening day and fucking Bill DeWitt
Be
comes
there.
out and we're gonna fucking boo in our standing room only seats at the
Tim Robinson
Budweiser
level.
Paris.
Tim Robinson level of obnoxious. Fuck you, Bill!
I hope you fucking die. Like, yeah.
That's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be
Yeah,
fun.
it's gonna be fun. You're gonna get there a little before me, and
Gonna wear a shirt that's too tight and then I belly out.
hopefully, Nick, we can all just ride together. So that way, I mean, you can get drunk and then he can drive us home.
Yeah, he's like, I fucking hate these shirts. Get
I'm like, I'll drive your car there. Just get us home, dude.
us home, bro. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Nick's so dependable. He's good for that.
Yeah. Well, if you start fucking milking your belly button, it's not all.
You'll love that noise. Who's our patrons?
Patrons. We didn't do one. Oh wait, we do who we're fucking afterwards.
Yeah, dog.
Patrons. All right. We got Richie, we got Bravo, we got James, we got Jeff, we got Alex, we
Oh.
got Cran,
Yeah.
we got
Yeah,
Tyler.
yeah, 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 yeah.
We got, did I say James?
Yeah, you said James. You say Nick?
Didn't say
Did you
Nick.
say Jeff?
I
Yeah.
did say Jeff.
Okay, yeah, then this should be it.
But
Oh
that's
wait,
it.
what did Nick Alex whatever what do you want to be called again? The
Something.
mayor of Sloppy Top or whatever?
Yeah.
We're only gonna do this one more time. I lied in the Discord.
I'm not going to go back and look because that's a lot. Ooh, people responded.
Monsieur, I think it was Monsieur Sloppy Toppy.
All right, so yeah, fuck you guys for not responding to my question about using the soundboard again. fuck you guys for that. I thought it was funny. And
do any of you
fun.
Guys, do any of you OGs miss me using a soundboard?
Don't listen to Nick. Give me your honest opinions. You know, I'm going to take this as that they're indifferent about it, and that you know, tie goes to the runner. So
yeah, no,
soundboard's
yeah.
coming back.
And in that case, fuck the soundboard.